This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Mitt Romney's vice presidential candidate, Paul Ryan, will be in Iowa today, talking with voters at the state fair. Many Americans are just getting to know Mr. Ryan, who is most famous for his budget plan. But he's already well known on Wall Street. For more, let's bring in our New York Bureau Chief, Heidi Moore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Heidi, let's go back to the most famous intersection between Wall Street and Washington in recent years anyway, and that would be the TARP bailout back in 2008 during the financial crisis. Where did Paul Ryan stand on that?
He supported the TARP bailout. He voted for it, and it was because he thought he could avoid more government intervention with that $700 billion investment. So rather than nationalize the banks, we could put some money in them and avoid a New Deal type situation. And he also voted for the auto bailouts. But what's interesting is that Paul Ryan, the uber capitalist, stayed very true to his roots. He actually traded in some of the stocks that he was voting about those bailouts for. So for instance, he sold the stocks of JP Morgan and Wachovia and Citigroup on September 18th, 2008, when people were still wondering whether there would be a bailout.
Right.
But he bought Goldman Sachs.
He bought Goldman Sachs stock.
Right. And these are very small amounts, and it was all legal at the time. Now the Stock Act would make them illegal. But it's still interesting that he had that information and then, of course, used it in the market.
And what about going the other way? I mean, does he get a lot of financial contributions from people on Wall Street?
He does. He gets quite a bit, especially comparing favorably to, say, Democratic Congressman Barney Frank, who's very influential with Wall Street firms. So Paul Ryan got $415,000 in donations from the financial industry over the past 2 years. Barney Frank got $642,000. So that's actually not too far off. It shows that the financial industry wants to influence him. And of course, probably now more than ever.
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, thanks a lot.
Thank you.